Welcome to Audio Articles. My name is Chris, and I am the editor of articles at Crossroads Church. I get to lead a team of writers who create original articles designed to help, encourage, and push our readers' lives forward. We take our favorite ones and we turn them into audio versions, you know, for the people who hate to read. I get it. Me too sometimes. Hey guys, today our friend Christy will be reading her original article titled Why I Hate Camping But Love Woman Camp. Every fall, Crossroads Church puts on a weekend event called Woman Camp, where women come from all over the country and the world to experience God in a new way. While facing the elements may not be your cup of tea, Christy explains why it's well worth the trek. Let's go.
Why I Hate Camping But Love Woman Camp by Christy Sheensheng. How will we cook over a wet fire? Will they postpone camp due to the weather? Can we get a hotel room? If I knew how much I would ultimately love my time in creation and growing closer with those around me, I would have muted each of those desperate calls and texts I received just before Woman Camp at Crossroads Church. To be fair to my anxious friends, though, I am not a camp girl either. For years, my only exposure to sleeping in a tent was on the 18th fairway of a well-manicured golf course as a way to take our kids glamping. I like hot showers, electricity to brew my coffee, and a warm bed. And I hate snakes and mice. At the same time, I understood what God was saying to me, to take myself and my friends out of the comforts of home, husband, kids, self-controlled meals, carpools, and household tasks so that I could be still and connect with Him. Had I known how different I'd be from my preconceived notions of camping, I would have prayed more and stressed less about who to invite and what to pack. I would have just opened my hands to God because He, and others, provided in every area I was worried about. So, next year, I'm going to remind myself of the three life-changing revelations and experiences from the weekend so that any desire to bail or to be nervous can be put to rest. First, letting others help you is good. Think about what makes a great girls' weekend. Music? Check. Ambiance from campfire? Check. Deep conversations? Check. Wine? Check. Amazing food? Check. Wait, amazing food? Having never camped before, I was expecting trail mix and granola bars mixed with some tree bark. But we have an amazing friend, now nicknamed Fire Girl, who shared her hospitality talents with us. We had individual made-to-order breakfast omelets with campfire potatoes, sauteed mushrooms over brie on fire-toasted baguettes, prosecco, fresh fruit, pineapple upside-down donuts, pre-made sandwiches with fruit chutney, fresh apples and cheese. It was incredible. This experience, along with the grand feast, was the first time someone outside my mom, my husband, and my grandma provided food to me that nourished my soul. I believe it had a similar effect on the others because barriers quickly slipped away, vulnerable conversations ensued, and deep friendships blossomed. Fire Girl was also able to start our fire and keep it going throughout the weekend amidst rain, plus she assembled all of our various size tents. Looking around, it seemed like every group of women across camp received help from one place or another. I never knew before camping how important it is to accept someone caring for you and how it puts you in the posture to reciprocate by serving and caring for others. Second, there is joy in solitude, ironically together. Women Camp was filled with prayer, worship songs, times of solitude, and opportunities to go to the prayer tent. The days flowed like time had stopped, or at least drastically slowed down. For me, it felt like a massive boulder of exhaustion rolled from me. Tears flowed down my face as I sat in a lawn chair reading a surprise handwritten letter from my family. God embraced me tenderly, yet completely. There was no doubt that God was present. Joy penetrated my heart and my soul. I wrote this in my journal. I feel like the most loved and cherished woman right now. God, you prompted me, you led me, and these chosen women. I feel so blessed and so loved. And happy and joyful. Yes, I feel joyful. Later in the day, when we discussed solitude time, each woman mentioned similar aspects of God being present. One friend said, "It was certainly the most difficult experience I've had and one I will hold dear for a lifetime." I wish I'd known ahead of time how God would grab each one of us, so that in the weeks before our departure, I could better calm their anxieties and hesitation of each individual for the weekend away. Yet the unknowing and the surrender are part of the beauty of solitude. I've seen how God meets us in the wilderness as well as suburbia. I believe he pines for our time and attention and rewards us with blessings we cannot even imagine, including peace that cannot be penetrated. The connection has remained with me even as I've returned to my day-to-day. And third, I can and should embrace my identity as a royal daughter. Part of the difficulty and the necessity of Woman Camp is the stripping down of our comforts and control. Remember, I like a warm bed. The scheduled time in solitude with God, however, allows for the release of stresses and the pulls of the world so that we may be filled up as the daughters that Jesus sees us as. Psalm 45. Saturday night culminates in a beautiful meal. It's called the Grand Feast. Under a big white tent, tables are covered with fine linen cloths, candles, flowers, the wood fire cooked meal together of fish and chicken, vegetables, bread, hand-whipped butter, and wine are just gorgeously displayed. You receive a beautifully handwritten name tag, and you sing worship songs and pray. The feast is nicer than some weddings and just as joyful. I wish I knew how pampered I'd feel that night under the tent. We felt like the queenly daughters that God sees us as. So much gratitude was sent up to the rays of stars smiling down on us. Laughter and dancing continued around our campfires. Women who never prayed aloud shared their hidden fears and their praise of God. Finally, walking out, but into a new life. Regardless of what you're feeling on that hike in, how terribly you sleep, or how badly you desire a warm shower, somehow that mile or so final walk out is a victorious, triumphal march. We found ourselves high-fiving other ladies as we passed, sharing stories of baptisms and prayers answered. We Sherpa'd packs for our 72 and 82-year-old ladies who nicknamed themselves One, old, not elderly. We were part of the camp community and wished we didn't have to turn our phones back on. Our Woman Camp experience is like no other, one that God used to knit this tribe of 15 together. He provided camaraderie, closeness, and vulnerability as we disconnected from our fast-paced, over-programmed life to spend listening to Him. You can't know what Woman Camp will be like for you or your future tribe, but I believe God will be present to guide you and show you a side of Him that only those outdoors can reveal. If you're looking for a life-changing experience, join the party here by clicking the link in the podcast description. I'm still not the biggest fan of camping, but I'll head back to those grounds any day. Certainly next year, to be exact.
If you like this article, find lots more at crossroads.net/articles. We have hundreds of articles covering topics like parenting, football, dating, sex, current events, work, angels and demons, everything you could possibly think of, and so much more. Love it, hate it, or have an idea for an article, I would love to hear from you. Shoot me an email at articles@crossroads.net. Come back here regularly and make sure to subscribe so you know when the next episode drops. Give us a rating and review. It really helps introduce other people to the show. We will see you next time.